Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Army Radio. With me today is Jerry Bastian. And, Jerry, you've got a heck of a tournament trail started up north.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Cat Trail and what's going on and what you guys have got started and where you think this thing's going to end up.
Excellent. We right now are being tagged as the hottest new tournament trail in 2005 by a lot of folks because we've got almost 80 series in 15 different states. We are a Nitro Mercury-sponsored trail. We've got about 40 different sponsors. And our expectation is that by 2007, we will be the largest work advanced tournament trail in the nation.
Well, I know you're working very, very hard at it. You've been involved in tournament fishing for a long, long time and kind of tried to put some of those things together that make it a good trail. Tell me a little bit about, you said all those different states and everything. How do you manage that?
Well, we've got a great national support team, and that's based out of Michigan. But we've also got the regional directors in each part of the country. And as we add divisions, the support staff gets them set up on the tournaments, and all of the results come back to us through our central office, and we've got, a great team of support folks to work with those folks. We provide them with scales and technology and all the things that they need to run a great circuit, and so we've got a really good support system in place that really could support up to, 400 or 500 divisions at this point.
Well, you're looking at this thing, and as you start off, you think, man, you got this trail, you're starting out, and you're trying to get everything going the way you want it to, but the growth curve is slow at times. But with you guys have taken off at a sprint.
And I think the reason for that, Terry, is real simple. As a tournament angler myself, we sat back and we planned this for about a year in advance and looked at all the different trails and all the things that the anglers really wanted to see. And I think we've got a best-in-breed trail. Our payback is 90% cash. At every event, one of the highest in the industry, but also we've got the sponsor support and the web presence. And again, by putting good tournament directors in areas where, we've got guys that already have good relationships with the anglers, people that have solid reputations and are very, high standards ethically, I think that's really what makes us different is we're bringing groups to us because we've got the right folks running our tournaments and putting the right support behind them.
Well, you talked about all the different states. Could you go through those, if you would, and just kind of give us an idea, thumbnail sketch of some of the states you're involved with?
Absolutely. In our northern region, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Minnesota, we're opening up some new divisions in Wisconsin and Illinois before season still. We get out to the East Coast, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. We've already got established divisions, and we're probably going to open up some Virginia and possibly a Maine division before the season starts. Down south, we've got Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Louisiana are our core states, but we're also opening up some things in Georgia. It looks like Florida before season starts this year, which we're getting down to the wire on down there, of course. And then on the West Coast, we've got divisions in Colorado currently, and we're going to be adding some more Colorado divisions, but also New Mexico. And I just signed a deal with California last night, so we're actually going to have our first California division on board before the season starts as well. And they're just putting their schedule together right now.
Well, it's great to see this type of a growth spurt and all the great things that are happening. You're also a member of the Bass Fan Army Sanctioned Trails.
Absolutely. That's part of the reason that we've been so successful is that, a lot of the anglers in the country are looking for a certified trail to earn their Bass Fan Army points and to be eligible for that Weekend Warrior Championship that you guys are putting on. And, I really need to thank you guys for helping us with our growth because being a part of your organization has really helped us grow.
Well, Jerry, you look back at this thing and gaining sponsors. Everybody talks about how to do that, and it seems to me that you've been really successful in getting that done. But when you put on the right event and pay the right amount of money back, sometimes that falls into shape pretty easy for you.
Absolutely, and I think that in the sponsor environment as it is today, there's obviously a lot of turmoil as to where should they make those investments and who should they make those investments with. And for us, some of the things that have made us very successful with sponsorships is that, one, they see how well we take care of our anglers and they see the difference in our program. High payback means a lot to them. If we're not putting a lot of their money back to them at the ramp, they know that in a couple of years somebody else will come by and offer more. I think they see us as a program that not only is going to be broad in scope so that they can get to those anglers through our company, but also, that we're going to have a long-term relationship with our anglers because of the things that we do for them. And so, to get sponsors for the trail is actually not too difficult when they look at the program and they look at our model. Sometimes it appears that all tournament trails are the same, but I think you see clearly that the sponsors really see us as something really, really different. And also on the other side, that a lot of the companies that have pro staffs and pro teams, we haven't forgotten the fact that pro for us means promotional and not professional. And, we do a lot of work for our sponsors. We don't sign up with people that we don't believe in their products. And so we want to make sure that our anglers and directors have as much access to those products, special programs, and pricing to get to those products as possible. And, for instance, we offer discounts for the Nitro boats to our directors. Shimano's putting some product discounts out there for our members. We're actually coming up with our own line of rods and reels that are going to be at a discount for our anglers all throughout the country. So, you know, we're going to continue to work with our sponsors to try to promote those products and services that are so valuable to our anglers. And at the same time, I think those sponsors appreciate that extra work that we do and not just taking free stuff from them.
Well, you know, it's amazing at sponsorships and the way they work. A lot of times a guy will call up and he'll say, hey, I want a sponsorship with you. And the guy will say, well, you know, what can you do for me? And in reality, it's what the sponsors are going to say is, what can you do for me? And I think what you're telling me is that you're trying to put your best foot forward and show with them what you can do to them first, and then they'll be able to come in and jump in with both feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And many of our sponsor agreements include commitments from us as to what we're going to deliver on behalf of them for our anglers, and we have no problem stepping up to that. Again, you know, when they ask the question, like you just said, the question really becomes down to what can you do for me? I think the CAT has a better answer than most trails out there right now.
Well, you know, as you grow, you know, you start in Michigan as you go across the country, as you're talking about doing, what ends up happening is you get an affinity group kind of started, and then you can really grow that thing and turn it into a nice enterprise.
Absolutely, and, you know, that as long as you stay focused on taking care of the anglers, that's the goal that we have, and if we don't lose that focus, then we're going to be a very successful organization.
Well, let's talk about your web presence. I know you're an old IT guy. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing there.
Sure. And by the way, I'm really not that old, but I am an IT guy. Hey, the www.catbass website is really popular, and we're taking right now, it's only been up for about 60 days, and we're taking over 10,000 hits a day on it. You know, we've got our sponsor logos out there, obviously, and links to all of our sponsor websites. We have a lot of news. There's a lot of things going on all over the country, and we're really working hard to try to keep up with all those events. As we start fishing tournaments, you're going to see us posting results from tournaments and photographs and things like that as well. And also, we're going to forward those stuff on to you too, Terry, so that you can put it out on the Bass Fan website. One of the things, for instance, if you look at the homepage right now in the, up here in the north, is that Kevin Van Dam is doing a seminar here with us in Kalamazoo at the end of the month here. You know, that's something that's out there on the board right now. So we're going to continue to try to do things for the anglers that make a lot of sense and that they're looking for. And that web is just another vehicle of communication to get the word out about CAT. And, you know, we get a lot of compliments on the website. I think it looks really nice. The web team did a great job on it. It's just getting bigger and bigger every day, too. So it's exciting, and we're really excited to see that we're getting so many hits so fast.
Well, I like the idea that you defended that you're not old. You know, that's very, very important for a tournament director. Even if you are old, it's good to say you're not, that's for sure.
We'll keep that a secret.
Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's going on for the future. I know you're trying to continually grow and do those kind of things. And one of the things that you mentioned that I want to go into a little bit is, and very quickly, is you talk about, you know, the idea that now your anglers not only get that publicity when they're fishing the CAT Trail, but on the Bass Fan Army website as well, we're going to be able to highlight a lot of those anglers for you.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's very important to us, because one of the commitments that we've made to our directors and our tournament anglers is that, you know, we want to give them access to potential, you know, pro staff and sponsorship opportunities, national exposure. You know, we're expecting that our program, being a grassroots program, is that we're going to be the host or the starting point for a lot of the up-and-coming anglers. And by giving them a chance to have national exposure, you know, true national exposure through you guys and through our sponsors, you know, we're really excited about that. For instance, you know, we already have opportunities for our anglers to be with Worm Tackle Pro staff and with Solar Bat sunglasses and with the Nitro State Team deals. We're actually signing those people up for that right now. So, you know, for the anglers that are out there listening right now that, you know, are thinking about coming to CAT this year, that's one thing that you want to do is get that angler's resume ready and bring that to us. And we're going to help everybody as much as we can. I mean, we've got a 17-year-old up north here that's a really excellent fisherman. I think he's got a lot of potential in the future. I think you're going to see the fact, you know, he's going to kind of work up through the ranks of CAT, but he's also going to be on the national stage someday, and we're going to help him get there.
Well, that's absolutely great. And, Jerry, as usual, it's great talking to you. I think it's going to be great to see what CAT does this year. No question about it, will be a big highlight for us here at BassFanArmy.com as well.
Terry, thanks again, and we're really looking forward to working with you guys on a long-term basis, and we're really excited about the Bass Fan Army program this year, too.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.